now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
Goopa 2008 Dooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's 2008. And
it appears to be.
In true Punky style, we're doing, for this brand new year, super exciting, let's get ready for the new world, when every other podcaster, broadcaster, TV presenter, radio type on the planet is doing a brand new, here we go, new year. This is our best of 2007.
Yeah.
Because we're a bit late. So anyway, this week's show is six bands that, to my knowledge, we hadn't played before 2007.
Right.
Six of my favourites. You see what I've done there?
I see what you've done there.
So there's all different stuff. And we've also got a word of the week. And this is coming from the lovely Anna. Who
okay.
was... it's the same Anna that did the flyer for us.
Yes.
Check this out. This came through as a little email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you do have a word of the week or a general inquiry of any sort, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email address, whatever it is to do with that. I don't want a load of you sending me emails saying whatever it is to do with that. That will not be funny, right? Anyway, this came through from Anna, right? One of my friends said this while talking about a homosexual man. He certainly has 2 feet in the sugar bowl when he's talking about makeup. So to call someone a homosexual, you say they have 2 feet in the sugar bowl. I don't really know if the phrase is hers or not, but I thought it clever nonetheless, Anna.
I like it.
The thing is, why do you want to call someone a homosexual? Because if they are a homosexual,
yes,
then you say, hello, Brian, or hello, Dave. They're your mate. It doesn't matter what their sexual orientation is. So basically, this is just more offence, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
This is very homophobic, Anna. What I'm trying to say is you, as a university student, should really know a bit more about the politics of the day. Not be so... what I'm saying is, Anna, be a bit more metrosexual. I don't want you to have to call someone a homosexual. I reckon she's probably a leser.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, if you like the phrase... Well, I do like it, to be fair. It's quite a nice... It's quite an old-fashioned way of doing it. That was the Needles, by the way, but they split up, so who gives a shit? Right. Now, there's a band who had 2 feet in the sugar bowl. It's quite good, isn't it? It's quite good. It's quite old-fashioned. It's quite 50s. It's quite... Oh, we don't actually want to say he's a homosexual, Mr. Chomley Warner, but we do want to suggest that he might prefer the gentleman. It's that sort of thing. It's like batting for the gasworks end. It's that sort of deal.
Batting for the what?
Batting for the gasworks end. Have you not heard?
No.
Oh, he bats for the gasworks end.
Nice.
No, he bats at the gasworks end, I think it is.
Okay.
He bats at the gas. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
2 feet in a sugar bowl. We're liking it, Anna. I'm going to give that my 2008 approval, which is... Booyakasha! Ow. So, anyway, first track is from District.
Okay.
Who we played a bit, who, rather like the Needles, disbanded. But there's now Second District, who are, in fact, superior to the original District. So anyone who says different is an idiot. What I want is, Tone, what is their MySpace page of District for the time they were together? I believe their material is still available, and I do recommend you check it out.
MySpace.com/districtband.
No, MySpace.com/districtweb. This is the third time I've asked this question, and the third time I've got it wrong, Tone. So I'm awarding myself for the start of 2008, not one, not two, but 3 points. It's poorly being the internet 3.
It's a bit harsh.
Tony nil. And this is what would happen if someone punched you in your face and it made you not see as well. Eye crisis.
So here I come, I'm dressed in rags. My suitcase is a plastic bag. I'm outside of society. I crisis, got a hold on me. Ain't got no aim, ain't got no home. There's no direction when the streets are wrong. I feel so fucking futureless. I crisis, gonna quit this mess. And when I walk the streets at night, there's nothing wrong, it just ain't right. My boat, it rocks on stormy sea. I crisis, got a hold on me. I crisis, got a hold on me. I
can't live and I can't die. Now that I've made it to the other side, I'm losing all reality. Like crisis, got a hold on me. These demons haunt me in the night. It's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Can't stop these voices in my head. I crisis, wish that I was dead. Here when I lie awake all night, there's nothing wrong, it just ain't right. My boat, it rocks on stormy sea. I crisis, got a hold on me. I crisis, got a hold on me.
Fighting.
Whoa, I'm crisis.
Fighting.
I'm crisis.
Eye against eye.
Whoa, I'm crisis.
Find the rest of Ferry!
I just can't find. I'm in another state of mind. But do I need electric shocks? I crisis behind safety locks. The piss and tests and all the rest. The shit's only for my best. They get me even more depressed. I crisis, gonna quit this mess. I crisis, gonna quit this mess. I crisis.
Well, Tony, something weird has happened here.
Something weird? That never happens.
That was District. I do like that. This is the Sanitary Surfers.
Yeah, that's not weird.
He says, do I want to revert to the saved punky latest MySpace comments? I can only assume
that
no.
That could be quite a scary question to ask.
It is, because...
That's do you want to lose your work, but you don't know which one's the right answer?
I know. I don't know which work I'm losing here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ignore it, mate. I'm going to try and move it. I can move it. I'm going to ignore it until I've done this.
See? Proving you, if you ignore something, it can go away.
Proving what?
If you ignore something, it does go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't move anything because of it. I don't know. Do I want to revert to the save punky? Of course I do, because I've already saved this.
Have you? Are you sure?
Well, mate. As we both know, I am a gambling man.
You are.
I may not have been having that much success of late, but in this instance, I'm going to gamble, yes.
Okay.
Shit. No, it's all right. It's all right.
Okay.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it all right?
Don't know.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yes, it's all right. That was really close. In case you didn't know what we're about to do now, it's time for MySpace latest comments, which fortunately we have got the right ones of, because for once I made the right decision on a two-way call. Fucking hell. Jeez.
Like, eat me, drink me.
Leave it, Tone. You got 2 feet in a sugar bowl, I'll tell you, when you're talking about makeup. The secret assistant we've got asked us to explain. Well, we've got a secret assistant in the studio. Have I mentioned that?
No.
Well, I did just now.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, okay. I missed that.
Our secret assistant asked us to just explain what that meant. And I said, look, nothing makes sense on this show.
No.
And the secret assistant said, oh, yes, of course. In very sensible fashion. Well done, secret assistant. Roll's an excellent fag. It's going to be a long year.
It's 1984.
MySpace, why is it? What, is he going to roll an excellent fag into a very small room with loads of rats in it?
1984 was a great year for rolling fags. Did you know that?
Why was it?
I don't know. Do you know your history?
Was that the year of AIDS? No, was it?
Not that again. I'm just making it up.
Oh, mate. New year. Same old abuse.
All right.
No, was it? I'm trying to remember when the Just Say No campaign was. It was a bit after that, wasn't it? I reckon. What,
the Grange Hill thing?
No, that was drugs, wasn't it? But what was the... Grange Hill was wrapped up in AIDS, wasn't it, for ages?
Yeah, I don't know.
When were those huge adverts with the big slab that came down that said this great, big, massive AIDS?
You'll never have sex again.
You're all going to get it. What was that one?
That was like 84.
They should have bunged that out in Africa. That would have helped. Oh, no, it's wasted on the British public. Should have had it in South Africa. No, you know, the great big thing that came out was,
yeah,
bang,
yeah, yeah.
AIDS, you're in bother now. When was that? It was mid 80s. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, it was about then.
MySpace latest comments. Most of our listeners weren't alive anyway. MySpace latest comments.
No.
If you would like to get in touch, it's still an excellent way to do it. It's still through MySpace. If it's just a general comment or a bit of a gag or a bit of a funny, do it on our MySpace page. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that many of late. The ones we have had, because it's been over Christmas. I know a lot of you haven't been at your computers. You've been out having lives.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. I should really try it sometime. But yeah, myspace.com/punkyradio. If you haven't added us as a friend already, do. And if you have already added us as a friend, why not nip back and leave us a comment? I've only had two glasses of white wine this evening because I've got both feet in a sugar bowl. And stumbling over the odd word here. Anyway, here goes. This first was from that girl. Now, which one's that girl?
I don't know.
Can you remember? It's no. That girl, anyway.
That girl.
Anyway. Punky, long time no speak or listen. I'm ashamed, but if I've read any of these out before, do stop me. But to be fair to me, open brackets, exclamation mark, close brackets, I've been off at school trying to look all clever and that. Thought I'd send you... Oh, these are quite old, by the way. Thought I'd send you guys a note so you don't miss me too much. Eep, mustache, Lottie. Eep, the new word for you guys when in front of small children. Have I read that out before?
Don't think so.
Eep.
Lottie.
Hey, Punky Radio. Thanks for the ad and greetings from France. We'll send you some music, the Astro Zombies. I'm happy about that. Because they added us as friends. And I went, hey, Astro Zombies, I think you're brilliant. Send us something. And they replied, but I haven't done them justice there. Eh, Punky Radio. Merci, per lad. Eh, les greetings from a Français. The new summary they send you, votre music, the Astro Zombies. Oscar. Merry Christmas, guys. He's quite old, he's 24th December. Okay. Oh, sorry, no, I've written that in myself, so it says 24th December. They didn't put that. Merry Christmas, guys.
We're just leaving the date on our page now. That's just not very
Merry
creative
Christmas, guys,
all.
24th December. Didn't even say where it's from. Thanks for the reminder. Blimey, even the Secret Assistant's laughing at that. Merry Christmas, guys. I would say something nice, but then I realised what page I'm on and decided better. But yes, we do have Boxing Day, you flap faces. Alan.
Nice.
Now, still can't spell Alan.
Still
can't spell
Alan right now.
But bless Alan, because Alan, who is a girl, but we think might be a little boy, because it's called Alan.
Yeah.
Should really sign off Alana Narnanen, but we're letting that go. Mm-hmm. I've just recently thrashed Alanan and Scrabble.
Me too.
Oh, well done. Hey, victory. High five. We've both beaten a teenage girl at Scrabble. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
My mother would be so proud. Yeah, she did write something very funny on there, because she's given me yet another word of the week that won't be happening for, a fortnight now.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm not even going to say what it was, but she said she called me something on the thing, which is a great word. And I liked it very much and said, hey, well done, that's a really good word. Excellent, we might have that as a word of the week. And she sent me back going, look how far I've come. At the start of this year, I gave you big box head. And a year later, this new one. And I haven't used the phrase, you big box head, often enough. But I do like that one as well. It really gets on my throps. Now, have we done that one yet?
No.
Oh, wow, it's enough. I've kind of given throps away. We might do throps a little bit later in the show. That gets on my throps. You big box head. Anyway, thanks so much, Alana Narnanen. One of our most regular contributors.
Yes.
And prove positive that if you can be bothered to listen to the show every week and do even a modicum of work for yourself, you'll be on it. Merry Christmas, smacktards.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't write the date on this one.
All right, okay.
I decided against
it. Wonder when it was.
Yeah, I'm still behind on the shows. I haven't even got an excuse until today. I now have a Nintendo Wii that's going to take up all my time. Yay. Have a good one. Funny things that probably mean smile. Only 2 days off for me and then back to shitty work on Thursday. We'll try to catch up on the shows. Ems.
Cool.
Thank you, Ems.
Yes.
This one's a bit of an essay.
Ah.
I quite like it. Happy 2008, ladies. Jew girl. That's not from Jew girl, that's from Jew bags.
Right. All right.
That's from Julianne, the lady from Dallas. So again, I should say this again, really. Hi, y'all. Happy 2008, ladies. No, you shut up, you towel rail. Happy New Year to you, Punky Radio. Much love, Stagger Lee. Play him on the show. They
nice.
Say thanks. Fair enough. So we have done well, because we have got to Happy New Year on the MySpace comments.
That's not bad.
That's good, isn't it? We've gone from Christmas Eve to Happy New Year. So now, do please make sure you leave us a comment. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Send your comments. 2,500 characters or less. I'm not talking about our listenership. I'm talking about how many people. How many? Oh, shut it.
I have all.
Tony, you got any podcasts, Tony?
I have. It's a new month and new year, people.
Wow.
So please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Easiest way, go to bunkerradio.com. Top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject.
Email address.
Whatever subject is, I don't know. But enter a subject
enter
and
your
a comment.
Subject.
If you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Thank you all for your vote so far.
If you were the King of England,
mm-hmm.
I reckon you'd enter your subjects. Right, no music.
The gay insinuation special.
Well, you've got both feet in the sugar bowl, let's face it.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, what was that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's definitely not me.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I'll get on with it.
Excellent podcast.
Ooh.
Oi, oi, great show. Thanks, and that's some USA Mike.
Thank you very much, USA Mike.
Awesome plus Tony minus Kitten Blurs
bloody CD
Punky from Dan McCracken.
Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. What is that noise? Is it only me that can hear it?
No, I can hear it as well.
You can hear it as well, can you?
Mm-hmm.
That makes you feel a bit better.
Xmas vote. Ho, ho, ho. Let's face it, a hoe is the closest you two tuppies will get to stuffing out this crimbo. Merry fucking Christmas and shit. That's probably from Fatboy.
I think that's certainly Fatboy-esque.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Third, oh dear, dear, clearly gone off the boil. Have a vote. Now where's my mistletoe? And that's from Black Cat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Merry Asmus. Your show is so titillating it makes me want to poo. Love from that fat bastard, John of Toast Talk Nonsense.
He's not fat, he's big boned.
He's not a bastard, he's great.
Yeah.
But he is John.
He's not a fat bastard, he's big boned great.
Yeah, Big Bone Great John.
Big Bone Great John.
Of Tisman.
BBGJ. That could be so wrong.
BBGJ.
Because if that was GBBJ, that would be a great British blowjob. Just thought of that. I'm a genius.
And that is it for the podcast, Alice.
Thank you all
Hans.
So much. It is a new month. Please do vote for us. It don't take very long.
No.
And you make two old men very happy. You're in the old man bracket now, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, no, we're not old till we're 50, are we?
I'm just 30.
You're just 30.
Just 30 years
old. Is that a specialist magazine for the male market? Next track.
Yeah.
The Forget Me Nots. Keeping up bands that we hadn't played before the start of last year.
Yes.
So a bit out of date, I know. Right. But yeah, The Forget Me Nots. And have we played She Gave Me Herpes?
Don't think so.
Well, I think we'll play it tonight then. We've had an eye crisis. Let's keep this. Oh, we are keeping this medical. Oh, we really are. I've just looked at the first four tracks. Unwittingly, I'm very good. So I've kind of given away the title of this track, and that is She Gave Me Herpes. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, Tone, is what is the MySpace page of The Forget Me Nots?
MySpace.com/ForgetMeNots.
No. And it's the third time I've asked you it. It's MySpace.com/TheForgetMeNots. I did give you the clue in the TheForgetMeNots.
I thought it was a bluff.
I wasn't, mate. Have you seen me poker recently? I can't play. Honest Paul, they call me on the tables.
Skin yeah. Poor now.
So listen, because I've said that obviously I've given you that opportunity at least three times.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 3 points for that. So that's now probably being the internet six. Tony Nil.
That's not fair.
And this, not wishing to cast aspersions, but is She Gave Me Herpes.
Something
Now I'm feeling better. I've learned my lesson for sure. I don't go buying rum and coke for dirty sluts no more. If I'm in my local pub and some girls walk past, I get a funny feeling and my dick hides up my ass.
Well, that's awful, isn't it? Not the song, the sentiment. It's awful. This, however, is brilliant. This is Mustang Lightning. That great band, Forget Me Nots. That's a great album, by the way. I didn't say what the album was like. It says, How to Have Fun in Prison. And 12 great tracks in it. So what we've played so far of it, we've played Your Mum Instead of You. We've played Wank Night. And now we've played She Gave Me Herpes.
We've definitely played Wank Night.
We've definitely played Wank Night and Your Mum Instead of You. And She Gave Me Herpes.
Okay.
Three great tracks.
Great album.
It is a great album. Right, so, and it is available for purchase as, you, oh no, you're not about to find out about this one, but we know people that have bought the album after listening to this show. I'm just going to read out two emails that I've had through to paulieb@punkyradio.com and remind me that I've got a message from Lord Bishop to read out next week, will you?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good, it's good, it's good.
No,
it's
no.
It's great, actually.
My Mr. Taylor.
All right, yeah, well, all right then. Well, Secret right. Assistant, you've got a job. You've got to remind me of that Lord Bishop, right, okay?
Woohoo!
Yeah, just nod. Speak, Secret Assistant, speak, speak.
Well, that sounds evil.
See, well, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget. It's New Year.
Yeah.
New Year, no Paul.
New Year, new evil genius.
Hey, you went a whole year last year without bumming me.
Well, I believe I managed it the year before.
What was your resolution?
I just hit something there. Oh, shit. Oh, I paused it. Oh, dear.
Oh,
what's that happening? Oh, I see. Ah. One day I'll understand about technology. I just suddenly thought that went quieter than it. Anyway, yeah, I've got a message from Lord Bishop for next week's show.
All right,
this
okay.
week, right, emails, I'm going in and out of my mind here. Is it my headphones?
No.
Does everything sound alright to you, or has everything gone funny?
It all sounded a bit weird.
It did go a bit weird, didn't it? Maybe it's not weird now.
Everything seems okay.
Oh, yeah, alright. Well, oh, that's better. That's just come back to whatever it was. Was that was your fault, wasn't it?
No,
Tony?
Wasn't me at
all. You touched something over there, and then everything came back.
Okay,
all right. For those of you out there in podcast land, everything sounded all right for all the time.
Probably
something weird happened for us. And now my fag's gone out.
It's,
I'm sorry.
It's smoke near the equipment.
Yeah, right. Of course it is. Jesus. Emails and messages. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, whatever it is to do with it, whatever it is. And as I've already explained, don't title it that. This is the best song we've ever had. You know how we're known for uniting fans and bands across the lands?
Yes.
How about uniting a fan and all the bands across the lands?
Okay.
Hi, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and Tony. This is the best email we've ever had. I have not dropped off the face of the earth. I've just been busy. Still keeping up with Punky, although at the moment I am two episodes behind. But they are on my new iPod now to be listened to, along with my Punky playlist. All the songs I have bought or downloaded as a direct result of Punky Radio. Currently, 133 songs and counting.
Wow.
Jean Bleu, Lucifer Star Machine, Sweatmaster, three albums, The Setting Sun, Zombina and the Skeletones, Chelsea, Devilish Presley, and most recently, the Voodoo Rhythm samples you can download from their website. Dark stuff indeed. That reminds me of hot summer southern nights, sweaty smoky rooms with people drinking and dancing in dim neon lights. I like it. I'm going to have to check out more of those artists. Do you have Boogie Hot on the sample they sent? No. Come back, Lord. What do you look like? I don't really get that bit. Phil.
Okay.
I am still working my way through them, but those have stuck out. Plus, you indirectly inspired me to get the Iggy Pop anthology, A Million in Prizes, by reminding me how much I love that old punk music. So thanks for making my life better. I look forward with panting anticipation for another year with Punky, holiday hugs, Anne Kay.
Nice.
How nice is that?
Oh, she's lovely, Anne Kay is. And she had a really nice iTunes view, didn't she?
She's lovely. Oh. She's our raison d'etre. She's our reason for being. She is. It's listeners like her that make it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's why we're bringing this music to people, so they can go and buy it. And Anne Kay is doing just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
And now for the second nicest email we've ever had.
Oh, beautiful.
Imagine Christmas. Such a social time of the year. Last year, I went on an 8-day bender with some of my best mates. This year, a child was born early on Christmas morning. And it was mine! Woohoo! Lauren Pugh. £8.10. Ouch! Thank you to my amazing girlfriend, Helen Brooker. After all, that's gotta hurt. Lol. Give me a shout on Punky and I can keep it for her when she's older. Cheers, Paul. Phil.
Nice.
So, basically... Hey, Lauren. I hope you have a really great life.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's face it, his missus must have a baggy twat after that one.
I'm an uncle again.
Are you?
Yeah, my sister had a baby girl on the 27th.
Do you want to make any form of dedication in this respect? Or?
No, shout out. Hey, sis. Hey, baby.
What's the baby called?
Alexa.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of that secret, sister? Really?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, right. Have you got to add?
I do. It's a new year for everyone. Nobody emailed me their New Year's Day twats. So if you did make an arse like yourself, or pop a twat yourself on New Year, please do email me.
Was that something they were supposed to do?
It was.
My brain's fried.
Yeah. It's last year now.
Yeah. Tony, that is like so last year. Like this entire show, in fact.
Yeah. Or if you've got any twats to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Do email me, though, because they are running out again, and I always like to
email your twats.
Email your twats. Email them now. Okay, this is from...
I'm sure Anne Kay knows a twat or two.
She must do. But she's too nice.
Yeah.
She's too nice, yeah. Okay, this one's Spike.
Well, why don't we bin the feature off and for next week we'll have he's a really nice person.
Is a really nice person?
Fuck that.
Tony, Joe Timpley from Royston is a twat. 6 months ago...
I'll tell you that already.
This smacktod stole my girlfriend off me and now for some unexplained reason hates me. I really don't care, as his stupidity is matched only by that cum-soaked badger from last week. But now I've been uninvited to my mate's New Year's Eve party because that knob-end is going to be there and he doesn't want to see me. So he steals my girlfriend, holds a grudge against me for it, and stops me from going to an awesome party. I think this Japs I should get the Is a Twat Award of the Year. Kindly humiliating for me. Keep up the good punky work. Love, love.
Love, love.
Spike. Does that keep going up and down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't touch anything.
No.
Okay.
Mine's always going up and down without me touching anything.
Fair enough. So, you ready?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I'll just have to... This is microscope, by the way. Right.
Whatever happened to me.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Joe Timperley from Royston...
Is a twat. I think that's utterly justified.
Yeah, it is.
And I know who Spike is as well. I mean, Spike's his son was a twat. They're a twat. that's a double twatter for... I'm not sure that's a phrase, double twatter, but...
Double twatter, should
that's
be.
That's a double twatter for first show of 2008, which is still going on about 2007. All right, next tractor. This is from a band called Hollywood Suicide.
All right,
We played on the show a bit. They hail from the East Anglia area, don't they? I do believe. Quite a bit of psychobilly going on out there. And they're on Crazy Love Records now. They've done well. The album is called Murder at the Prom. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hollywood Suicide's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hollywood Suicide.
No. MySpace.com/Hollywood Suicide Band. And this is the third track we've played off them. Third time of Arsha. I'm having 3 points. Poorly being the internet. 9. Tony. Nil. Point. And this... is Skeletons in Your Closet. Yes, they have indeed got something to hide. Skeletons in their closet, is what I'm saying there, Tone.
Oh, what are you saying?
Now then, we made a deal, didn't we?
We made a deal.
That noise is every time I get one of the beds up.
Okay.
We made a deal, Tone.
We did.
That from 2008, you were going to be telling me about our friends at GoDaddy.com.
Yes.
Sadly.
Yes.
You're in no position to do that, aren't
you? I'm in no position to do that.
Because you haven't done anything over the festive period.
No.
Like the rest of us have. I mean, to be quite honest with you. So I very generously decided that you can begin next week.
You did.
It was very nice of me.
It was very nice.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, Paul.
You're a lovely guy.
I am. Thank you for saying so. Anyway, working on that basis, I imagine you still haven't had a chance to look at the fabulous website that is our friends at GoDaddy.com.
I haven't.
Let me tell you a little bit about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sells,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
is purchasing.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, but that is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, my problem there, Tone, that was nearly a faultless performance by me, but then I stumbled over the PUNKY2 code.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important that our listeners in the UK know that there is a PUNKY2, that's
PUNKY2
code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate.
Exactly. That's better. Hey, guess what? I think we might be starting to flog something else soon.
Really?
Officially as well, rather than...
car boot sale? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean rather than ginger biscuits and everything else that we've just been randomly doing. Have we done ginger biscuits?
Not yet.
I like ginger biscuits.
Yeah? What, like ginger nuts? But...
Well...
is that a different story? What?
No, isn't that a brand name, ginger nuts, though?
I don't know.
Or do you mean...
Isn't that... I thought that was the...
Flame-haired walnuts. Look at the flame-haired walnuts on that.
See, we've definitely done Twix. I remember that. They were great.
Oh, they were lovely, though.
Yeah,
yeah, they didn't pay us any money, though. Didn't even send us a fucking Twix, did they?
But the Guinness chocolate.
Yeah, nice, isn't it?
Nice chocolate. No, nothing Guinness there, is it?
I think it has Guinnessy overtones.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you're just supposed to look at the packet and think you're eating Guinness or something. Like, oh, look, yeah, Guinness, yeah.
Yeah, all right, Tone.
It's nice.
Just let me be a victim of marketing, will you?
Everyone's a victim of marketing.
It was a wonderful Christmas gift that I'm enjoying consuming.
Good.
Yes. Right. Can you talk for a bit?
Okay. Don't forget everyone if you're on MySpace. Don't forget. No, exactly.
It's a bit hard.
Hug them. Go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. And you can join the group on there. It's like kind of like a forum. You can join in with our other listeners on MySpace and talk amongst yourselves. Join in the many threads. See if you can find Bear. After it's been at least a year now, Bear.
Where's Bear?
Where are you, Bear? Stop drinking. Put the cider down. Put it down.
Yeah.
Pick up the iPod. Have a listen.
Put the cider down and move away from the ladies. When was the last time you actually checked out that page then? That page?
Oh.
Yeah, the page, the groups.
Just before Christmas.
Oh, was it? And anything going on?
Just the thread that will never die.
The thread that
the word association
die.
Thread just never dies. It's been there for about a year and a half now. It's always at the top.
Yeah, and I just put the wrong song in.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's silly, wasn't it?
Silly? It's ridiculous.
And don't forget...
It wasn't just silly.
If you don't like MySpace, you can go to our Facebook page. Just go into Facebook and search for Punky. And you can join the group and join in the discussions on there. And we're on there as well. But if you go to the Punky group, you'll find us on there. And
yeah,
as friends.
I joined the Punky group because it ties in quite nicely. The Facebook Punky group does get a monthly Oi Vote Punky with the link on it.
It does.
And we've done all right out of that. And so thank you to those of you that have voted, even though you do accuse us of begging. Yeah.
It's all right.
It's time for the next track, Tony.
Okay.
And here it is. You've been living from a bottle and you'll never get away. And it's hard enough to get up and just face another day. It's a boiling over, you're cooking under pressure. Thousands of us out there all in this shit together. People that are crying and the people that are dying. Can't understand, we need to be defying. People on the left, people on the right. Meeting in the middle, they're always gonna fight. So that is Red Flag 77 and Backs to the Wall from their album, which we have played one or two tracks off. The album's called Stop the World. Great band. I saw them at the Daggers punk do at Dagger and Redbridge Football Ground.
Right, yeah.
Someone was telling me about they did a gig and basically the players from Dagger and Redbridge were in the crowd. What a great bunch of blokes, apparently.
Oh, right, cool.
I am adopting them as my team in East London.
Okay.
Right, I'm not going to profess to be a fan.
No.
But I'm going to follow their results a little more closely. Because they like punk rock and they're nice fellas. Fair enough, isn't it?
Which league division are they in?
They're in the... they're in the conference. The old... where are the conference?
The old Vauxhall Conference.
Yeah, is it the Blue Square? Whatever it's called now.
dear.
Whatever it's called now, it's the one at the top of the bottom, basically. It's right. Just below Div 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all confusing now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. I mean, Forest, my team.
Division 1?
It's League 1. It's the third division.
Yeah.
It's the third division, isn't it? You know, dress it up all you like with shit. But anyway, Red Flag 77, what I want to know is, Tony.
Yes.
What is Red Flag 77's MySpace?
MySpace.com/Red Flag 77.
It is, Tony. And seeing as that is the third time that we've done that, I'm actually going to award you 1 point for getting it right. So it's
bit harsh.
Being the internet 9.
I feel a conspiracy.
Nah, you know me. I always give you a chance at the end.
Okay, nice.
But will I this week? It's probably being Internet 9, Tony 1. That is Red Flag 77. That album is available. They're great live. And it's a great album.
Yep.
I think that's fair enough.
We were trying to get a gig with them in Ipswich. Tommy was organising it. I've not heard a thing, so I doubt it's happening.
That's a shame.
But Tommy, if you're listening, will you email me and just let me know what's going on?
I mean, it might happen at some point, mightn't it?
Might do.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Let's face it, you play with the gonads. There's no easy way to say that, is there?
No.
Yes, what did you do last night? I played with the gonads. Normal Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Hey. Anyway, Tony.
Yes. Hello.
Let's talk Christmas, shall we?
Let's talk Crimbo.
What did you get for Christmas?
Some cooking implements.
What did you? I did also.
Did you? I got lots of smells.
Thank you, Secret Assistant, by the way, for topping up my vino.
Very nice.
It's a Cape classic.
It's a Cape classic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a classic Cape. God, that'd have been nice for Christmas.
What? Would you like a cape?
Nice cape.
Would you like a cape?
With a big tea on the back. Yeah.
like
the tea birds, but not quite as cool.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Superman cape, but with tea instead of an S. You haven't got delusions of grandeur.
That's what I mean. A big tea.
Super tit.
Yeah, thank you very much. Some deodorant, things like that.
Some children?
Deodorant.
Oh, deodorant.
Some children?
That's what it sounded like. Got some children.
Those children.
Well, you got one on 27th, sort of.
Yes, it's true. Not mine. Not mine.
Well, what was your best present?
Beautiful Stephanie got me a big pestle and mortar.
Yeah.
And obviously being away.
So you can grind shit up now.
I can grind shit up.
You've come a long way in a year. I mean, 2007 for many of us might not have been that great a year. But it's changed your fucking life. You're a different bloke from a year ago.
Yes.
You actually are.
Yes.
A different man.
I am.
It's great. It really is great, because that other one was a wanker.
Thanks.
No, it is great. Yeah, I mean, you can cook.
Yeah.
You've got a bird.
Yeah. It's our anniversary soon.
Fucking hell.
19th of January.
If I could reach across the table in the Highwayman's Lodge, I would shake you warmly by the hand right now.
Thank you.
It's all right. And I got a present from her as well.
You did? Yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't on about that one.
Okay. Oh, sneaky.
No, yeah, I got a present. She did me... She did me a compilation of German bands, some of which are doing cover versions.
Yeah.
And this Walk Like an Egyptian in German is fantastic.
I've heard that. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to find it. I need to... The thing is, she didn't provide me with the track listing or anything, so I don't know who these bands are to go and find out whether we can get some of them played. Because I fancy having a bit of German this year. No, I fancy playing some German music this year.
Yeah, she's got quite a few knowledge. Yeah, ask her, she'll know. Next time she's up.
When she goes, to the toilet, does she flick a little thing across the door that says occupied?
Oh
no. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, what did you get?
Hang on, this is all about you, Tony.
All about me?
Yeah.
Aww.
Now,
yes.
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve, I went out down the pub and that, and then on Christmas Day, I went around with brothers for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But where were you over the festive period?
I was in Barcelona.
Right, and can you actually provide me with some information about what you did? I knew this, Tony. If I came out from Barcelona, guess where I was, Tony? Barcelona. This is everything that happened.
I remember the
no, Tony,
flight.
Come on, you know everything happened. How was the flight?
The flight was horrific, but
was it
actually all right? Probably one of the best flights I've ever had. But just terrified as per usual. Poor Stephanie's leg was bruised.
Were you punching on
it? Yeah, she's punching on the whole flight.
I'm so scared.
I need something to do.
I'm so scared. Did you get hammered before you got on the plane?
No, but I did drink on the plane.
You drank on... Did you say to you, I'm a very nervous flyer. Keep it coming.
It's EasyJet.
Oh, no, you have to
pay
for
it. So they charge you. So they
happily
give you a drink.
That must have cost you a fortune.
Yeah. Well, it just had two sparkling whites.
All right.
Thought it might help with bubbles.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah, did that help?
No. Took a half... I mean, Stephanie's is anti-drinking on the plane. She said, no. You got to face your fear. Don't drink on the plane.
Face your fear. My fear is being sober.
Exactly.
I can't face that.
So after half an hour, I just... No, I'm drinking.
I'm not facing my fear. I liked that woman, but I've gone right off. Because I know exactly how to get you through a long haul flight, mate. Get you mashed.
It works a treat.
It does. And you don't have to be scared of flying. All this thing about thrombosis. No, is it thrombosis?
Deep vein thrombosis.
Well, yeah. If you're pissed enough, you won't notice.
Deep liver thrombosis. That's all
we want. Yeah, but honestly, man... I am actually officially advocating drinking on planes.
Yeah.
It helps you go to sleep, it calms your nerves. It's like, yeah, you wake up feeling like a bag of shit, but you're alive in your home. You know? That's more than I've managed.
That's all we want.
That's more than I've managed on drinking sessions in the pub, you know? This is on a plane and you're alive in your home. It's great. And, you know, if you're really pissed and the plane crashes, you're all dead anyway. At least you've died having a party, you know? I can see no, there is no negative point to drinking on planes. Unless...
It's EasyJet and it costs you a bomb.
Well, when you land, you've got to drive.
Well, that's true.
If you land and you've got to drive, fair enough, because you don't want to drink and drive. That is more dangerous than getting on a plane. But if you're not driving when you get back, just get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And anyone who tells you otherwise is stupid or German. Or both. I've gone right off it. You can have that CD back.
Okay.
So anyway, you drank on the plane.
Drank on the plane. Got there eventually. Really nice hotel. I'd stayed there before, so I kind of knew it. But
had you?
And I went to Boston a couple of years ago.
All right.
Same hotel.
Cool.
Stayed there, and I'd booked...
Is that the one that's just off the Ramblas?
Yes.
Did you find the fat Canadian?
No. Stayed there, and it was her birthday. We got there Christmas Eve, and it was her birthday the next day. So I'd booked a special... day for the room, and it was decorated with a big ribbon on the door.
With a bottle
of champagne in the room.
Brilliant. Does she agree with drinking in hotels?
Yes.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Thankfully. So I had a really nice day. But everywhere, Christmas, because Spain's very religious, so...
Is it?
So everything was shut. So Christmas Eve, everything shuts early. Christmas Day, everything's shut. So, Boxing Day,
most places are shut. In England on Christmas Day.
This is true, but Boxing Day, it's open, isn't it?
Oh, what? Was it?
No, it's dead. It's Boxing
Day
as well.
Was Spain shut on Boxing
Day?
It's shut. Who'd have thought?
Everyone leaves the country.
The biggest party city in Europe is shut for the 2 days you're there.
So we just walked around. Even the big tourist attraction, so the Sagrada Familia, that was shut. You couldn't get in that. It's a church. Couldn't get in. So
that's really weird.
So we just really walked around and saw the city for a couple of days, and then the one day that everything was open was the last day we were there, and Steph needed to buy some things, and seeing it was her birthday
trip.
So you
didn't have it large in Bartha.
We didn't do it large. No, we didn't eat well. We had a question where we had Lebanese food.
Was this in the hotel?
We found one place open near the Sagrada Familia, and that was called Aladdin.
Right.
Lebanese, very nice.
Yeah.
Had proper tapas.
And you got a bird in for once, which is nice.
Really good day. We was just there for 4 nights, but it was a good break.
It was great fun.
Yes.
I'll find out more about that after the next track. But it's time for the next track, Tone. And the next... I'm really glad you went. I'm glad everything's going all right for you.
Yeah, thank you.
This festive friendliness won't last.
No, of course not.
But anyway, here's a band that will last. Is it like that? The Roots. We're loving them, aren't we? We're loving them. And I don't believe we played the last week. Have we played a track called Make You Sorry? I don't think we have.
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so. So we're playing it this week. Apologies if we played this before. I've been all over the place, mate. We're loving The Roots. They're on the Motor Sounds record label. And Motor Sounds love us. And we're going to get out to Lurgan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am.
For Jürgen Blues.
Yeah, I am. Why Lurgan Blues? Hardtail Lurgan Blues.
That's it.
I'll come back with some Hardtail Lurgan Blues.
Yeah.
Almost definitely. I have a feeling the good men of Lurgan will kill me with booze. Okay. I'll probably find out the only way to do Lurgan is pissed. It's going to be a bit like flying in Barcelona.
Exactly.
And hotels. This is from the album Left My Mind. It's just a great album. Just buy it, basically. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Roots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Roots.
No, MySpace.com/The Roots Japan. And that is at least the third time I've asked you that, so I'm having another 3 points for that.
It was last year.
It's probably being the internet 12, Tony 1, and this, I will make you sorry. And that's all she wrote. I'll make you sorry. I think we have played that before, you know.
I don't know, I don't think so.
I think our astute listeners will no doubt get in touch.
Quite possibly.
See, are there any features this week? I know we haven't pushed it because it's been the Christmas period, but we would like you to. Well, I'm missing Poetry Corner, particularly.
Yeah.
So, all you listeners out there, do write us a poem. Or maybe there's a poem you've already written. We'd love to read them out. I like the Poetry Corner section.
It's culture, what it is.
It doesn't have to be a poem about us. For an example of one brilliant one that was done, it's on our MySpace page, isn't it?
Yeah. Umbrance.
Yeah, the Punky Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Brilliant poem. But yeah, you don't have to write one about us. Just if you've got one, it doesn't even have to be funny or anything. Although all the best ones are.
Yeah.
And anyone who tells you that unfunny poetry is good is an idiot. I mean, it doesn't have to rhyme. Of course it does. Not a poem, otherwise. Basically, send us a fucking limerick, alright?
Yeah.
No, it's that straight. Just anything. Any poem at all. I like Poetry Corner. It's one of my favourite bits. And we need more twat, don't we?
We do need more twat.
All we need is twat. Alright, so... hey, we could be in a ska band. See what I've done there?
Huh?
Tony, if you do that bit, no, you're on the beat. You need to be off the beat, Tony.
Oh, I can't do off beats. It makes me fall over.
Secret assistant coming on bait.
2.5 years we've been podcasting.
Two and a half years. Finest sound file we've done yet. I can't see Toto talk nonsense using that as a sound file, so...
No.
You going... Actually, they might use this, though. Oh, that was right on. what was I on about? Oh, yeah. What was I on about? Oh, yeah. So, we would like your poems, and we want your twats.
Yes, definitely.
And for the new year, if anyone has any sensible ideas for new features, we're happy to take them on board. Because you're clearly not bothered about judgmental.
No, they're not.
And I don't mind that much, because if I never have to eat another piece of cinnamon gum, I'm not going to mind that much.
No, that's fine.
It's what it does to
stinks.
Me. It's like absinthe.
Stinks. Dear absinthe. Never. Oh.
Did you have any absinthe in Barcelona?
No.
Of course. No, it was open.
Of course not.
Because Barcelona and Prague are the only two places in the world you can get the absolute, I'll say
the
best,
stuff.
The worst absinthe going.
Mm.
The official super absinthe that... turns your brains to mush and makes you think you can turn mud into gold.
No absinthe.
I want to tell you a little bit about my Christmas time.
Okay.
Alright. Now, Christmas Day itself, absolutely lovely day, had a great time. Christmas night came back and basically sat in by myself and watched telly and played poker on Facebook.
Okay.
And it was all right.
Good.
And everything was good in the world. And on Boxing Day, did I tell you what I'd been invited to this party?
Yes.
What?
What?
I've been invited to this. What a great time I had.
Yeah?
I'm not going to tell you the name of the road, obviously. The poor woman will get stalked.
Yeah.
But it was just off the South Circular, other side of Brixton. I drove down and got straight down there, fine, straight down. Turned onto the road, and I thought, it's going to be nice down here. It's going to be Puckett. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice place. It's going to be a nice place. It's going to be really nice. These are really nice pictures. It's going to be nice. Soon as I turned onto the road, the first sign I said, just said, I saw, said, no curb crawling. And I'm driving along slowly, trying to find the number of the house.
Officer.
I'm thinking. And I've had to go up and down this road a couple of times. I have as well. I had to go up and down the road a couple of times at 8 miles an hour, sort of peering out the window. The biggest curb crawler on the fucking planet. Eventually had to phone him up and said, all right, I give up. Where are you? And then we're hiding behind this stone wall, basically. There's this stone wall that just looked like a wall between houses. And there's a little gate on it. I looked through the gate and there's people smoking tabs in the front garden.
Nice.
Walked in. Immediately made welcome by everybody there, and fuck me, there were loads of people there. Beautiful house, beautiful people, had a great time. I took 3 bottles of wine. There was so much booze there. Do you know what I did with those 3 bottles of wine?
No.
Drank them myself.
Oh dear.
And I brought a red, a white and a rosé because I didn't know what everyone would like.
Uh-huh.
Not realising that everyone was going to bring a shed load of booze, and they'd have provided, like, it was just and everyone there was really nice, and I just met some really interesting people. I got talking to this one bird, Sharon, right? Mm. Sharon was ever so nice, and she mentioned to me when she found out what I did that she had once dated this bloke who was the only comic she knew, and he said he's a stand-up comic. Oh, and well, he's and a voiceover artist, and I just said he wasn't called Keith, was he? Dropped a glass, nearly fell over. Yes, it was indeed the only one I know. That was funny. And then I made a man cry.
Okay.
Not exactly, right. What happened was, I was having it, as the evening went on and the booze started flowing and, you know, people relaxed in each other's company a little more.
Mm.
I was having a chat with this guy who seemed to know a lot about music, was very nice, right. Man, very intelligent, very well read, good company, but he got his hat on backwards. And right. I started getting a bit annoyed by his hat being on backwards and may or may not have said a few rather choice words about said hat being on backwards until he took the hat off. Looked really cool without a hat on, man, and I did say that, to be fair. I didn't have a go at him about the hat coming off. I went, mate, you look great without the hat on. Leave that off. You can leave your hat off. Right? Anyway, puts the fucking thing back on, thinks that's cool, right? I have another go at him. Just because by then I'm in a mood. And he left.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not... Oh.
And I didn't know who he was. He was just some bloke I'd been talking to. Yeah. Andy Sex Gang. Lead singer of the Sex Gang Children. And general punk stroke goth legend of many years. If I'd known who he was, I'd have licked his hat. I'd have sat there going, what a great hat that is. You are brilliant. And I'm so sorry. It doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think he left because I said about his hat. But I'm really pissed, and I would like to take this opportunity now to say, Andy Sex Gang, basically, I'll go this far, Andy Sex Gang, Paul B. Edwards of Hertfordshire, England, is a twat, right? But yeah, so basically, I've now got to hope I meet him again. I've been invited back.
Oh, that's good.
For next boxing night, but I hope it's not just so I can be getting
sort of someone. Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I hope it, because I want to go back and I want to see him then. I might see him before, but I want to see him next year and just go, Andy, I'm really sorry about that, mate. He's a great band, great music, great fella. Just leave the fucking hat off. I know I'm not going to be like, oh, no hat I noticed this year, Andy. That would be the best thing I could possibly do. If he showed up with no hat on, I'm like,
my work here is done.
My work is indeed done. I was going to do New Year's resolutions tonight, Tone, but I kind of don't want to.
Okay,
I think we'll save for next week. Well, do you know what? We're a week behind anyway.
Okay.
And did you have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
You didn't? Well, that's good. Me neither.
I'm just going to plug the power back in. It might be a bit noisy.
All right. Okay. Right. you got to give the power back.
Yeah.
Right?
Otherwise everything will go off.
I don't want everything to go off. So, yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll do it next week, because then we'll be a good 10 or 11 or 12 or whatever it is days into the new year, won't we? How many? We'll be seven. We'll be 7 days into the new year.
Because we're late now, but we're back on track next week.
Oh yeah, well no, we'll stick the show up a day or two late next week, we want to give this one time.
All right, it's about eight.
Yeah, we don't want to rush this one. So yeah, about eight days
give
in.
Time to breathe.
Yeah, that's right. It improves, and then because then once we've done that, then we can discuss whether, because a lot of people by then will probably have given up their New Year's resolutions anyway.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about how whatever ones we had, or people I know that have already failed, because I know someone who'd given up within 2 hours.
Right, okay.
Which is, might be a record. So we'll do that next week, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah,
well,
cool.
That's about it for this.
All right.
Got one more track to play. Now, Tony, at the moment, I believe it's Paulie B in the internet 12, Tony 1. So no pressure. But you might want to get this one right, because I'm going to make this one worth 11 points.
Okay.
So you can draw it, right? That is loud, isn't it?
It is loud, yeah. I'll just try to take that for a minute.
All right. So you can draw, right?
I can't draw.
This is your chance to draw level.
Okay.
All right. The last track we played this week is by a band that I don't believe we played before this year, although we have kind of played their mates before, because we haven't played Kitty Hudson before this year, had we?
No.
Had we? Maybe once. I don't know. Look, it's about right. It's about right. I'm just getting a bit of... it's a bit... seven. There we go. Right. So, basically, Tony, what I want to know is...
Yeah?
What is Kitty Hudson's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Kitty Hudson Band.
No! It's myspace.com/ Kitty Hudson.
Oh,
I thought he'll get this one. He'll get this one right. I should have made that for more than 11 points. Anyway, the long and short of it, though, is surprisingly, because I thought it'd be a draw this week, Paulie B in the internet 23, Tony 1, and this is Kitty Hudson. If you can't live with. Oh, by the way, when I was going on about. Parts of the body in the songs at the start, completely forgot. It was Eye Crisis, She Gave Me Herpes, Skeletons in Your Closet, and Backs to the Wall. How good is that? Anyway, if you can't live with me, why aren't you dead yet?
You thought you could take me crossing the west. You ain't seen the things that I see. So tell me the best of my guess. You say I lied, but that's alright, cause I got. If you can't live without me, then why aren't you dead yet? If
That was Kitty Hudson. They're good, aren't they?
Yes.
They're good.
So that was Members from the Dead Identities and Want Unit, isn't it?
Yeah, say it again, Tone. Dead Identities and Want Unit.
Yeah.
I believe so. There's some connection.
Something like that, isn't
there's
it?
Some form of connection. And did they make the Dead 60s doing the beds for that? New beds next week. I've only been saying it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
New beds next week. But we're not going to be losing these ones, we're going to alternate.
Okay.
We're going to mix it up a bit. So it means there's going to be half as many karate chops, but I have a feeling these new beds might have a couple of interesting things we'll be doing every week as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've dreamt them up.
Oh, excellent.
Please vote for us at Podcast Alley. There's a link on our website and on our MySpace page. Have we got one on our Facebook page?
No.
It doesn't matter anyway, because I send out the links anyway.
Oh, yeah,
you can leave links on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, don't worry. It's on our MySpace page. It's on our website, punkyradio.com. Just go there. And we haven't mentioned iTunes this week. We'll mention iTunes next week. But we really do need... And this isn't begging. This is just making sense. Like, if you can, do leave a review of us or a comment about us on iTunes.
Yeah. 5 stars of views, please.
Yeah, because it makes such a difference. We've been on the top page again.
All right.
Of featured in comedy. Yeah. But it doesn't matter what it's in. It's featured. More people are going to see it if it's featured. If more people see it, more people listen. If more people listen, the bands are more likely to let us play their stuff. Because it's not cut and dry, and we want to play as many bands as possible. So the more oomph we've got, as in the more listeners we've got through iTunes, the more bands we can get on the show. And the more stuff we can bring to you. So you're not really doing us a favour. You're doing yourselves one. So just leave a review. It is important. Right, I think I've batted on about that enough now.
Yeah, I think that's that done.
Is there anything to wrap up?
Don't think so.
We can say Happy New Year, can't we?
Oh, we can say
Even though we're going to do the New Year show next week.
Yeah.
This has been very much not leaving the old, but we are bringing in the new next week.
Yes. Yeah,
say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.